What's your definition of a successful person? Is it a famous person, a rich person, somebody who's been good at sport, somebody who's good at business, somebody who's really happy? We've all got a different definition of what successful is. One thing that's really interesting though about the overall definition of successful is people who have done something that we all know about. That's why we call them successful, because we know about them. So most of those people have either written a book, so they've got an autobiography, or they've got an authorized biography, so they're not very good at writing themselves, but somebody has written a book about them and they've authorized and said, yes, this is the true story about me and my life and how I achieved the things that I achieved. And then you can read a lot about so-called successful people, people who've done something with their life, on blogs, on websites, in the newspaper, in magazines, on gossip sites. There are a stack of places where you can get lots of information about any person that you want to know about that isn't authorized. And there is a stack of information about successful people that isn't true. Or it's written by people who are jealous, who are angry, who are gossip columnists, people who for a living write gossip. Now, I don't understand that, and I don't ever want to understand why you would want to gossip about another person, about a business, about an organization, and have that as your business. I will never understand that. But if you want to find out information about people, perhaps go to the source. Read their autobiography, read their authorized biography, listen to the interviews that they've given, listen to what they've got to say in real life, and best of all, ask them personally. It's really easy to have an opinion about somebody, but how could we possibly know them if we've never met them? So most of our opinions are based on what the newspaper tells us, what the news tells us, what the press tells us, what other people tell us about other people. If you really want to know what makes somebody successful, if you really want to understand the headspace of somebody who's achieved great things in their life, or they've done something at a very top level, or they're always putting in 100% effort, or they've done something that's changed the world, or they've done something that everybody else said was impossible, rather than getting that information from other people who don't know them or maybe criticizing them or they're just guessing, let's not guess. Let's go to the source and get the information from the person. And if you want to know about somebody, rather than ask somebody else about somebody else, find out about that person from that person. We've all got an opinion about other people, but ultimately nobody knows us like we do, which means nobody knows you like you know yourself. And I'm sure that you would be much more appreciative if somebody really wanted to get to know you, or they wanted to know what you did with your life or how you've achieved the things that you've achieved, that they would ask you specifically and personally rather than getting somebody else's opinion. There are so many horrible, nasty books and blogs and websites about people, and most of them aren't true. And even if they are true, are they the ultimate truth? Have they come from the person? And that's the beautiful thing about successful people. They tell you the truth. They tell you the mistakes that they made. They tell you the silly things that they've done. They tell you about the things that they regret. They tell you about all the things that made them who they are, which of course are their mistakes and the stupid things they've done as well. And that's a beautiful thing about successful people. They are really happy to share with you that the reason they became successful is because they did stupid things and made mistakes, but hear it from them personally rather than read a nasty book about somebody. And ultimately, the successful people in the world aren't the ones that are writing nasty things about other people. People are writing nasty things about them. So we get to choose. Am I going to be the person that people write nasty things about because I've achieved something in my life, because I've done something? And it doesn't matter who you are and what you're doing. If you are doing something of value, if you're adding value to the world, or you are standing out from the crowd, people will write nasty things about you. They'll say nasty things about you. Or we get to choose, will I be one of those people that says nasty things because I haven't done anything with my life? Or there's that third interesting group that listens to the stuff that other people say. They're not doing anything with their life. They're not writing nasty things. They're not saying nasty things, but they're listening to those nasty things. Because obviously, bloggers who write nasty information and people who write horrible books about people, somebody's going to read those books. It seems like human nature that we love to read horrible things about people. We like to get involved in gossip. It seems that human nature is really interested in the dark side of people rather than the positive. negative. But if you're not that person and you want to be a happy, positive person who loves to read happy, positive things, and or you want to be successful and you want to find out how other people became successful, then get it from the person rather than the nasty person who wrote something nasty about that person.